Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from the Action Network, former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, we got to begin by asking you, when is your interview with Hugh Jackson? Because Hugh has interviewed with everybody so far. We've seen him on Fox. We've seen him on ESPN. We've seen him on Cleveland.com.
Podcast with Adam Schefter.
When is it your turn to interview Hugh Jackson?
I'll have the Action Network PR staff send out a request to him. I mean, look, I get what he's doing, right? I mean, he wants to share his story and get his story out there, but I don't think it's helping him very much because it comes off as a coach who... You're the head coach, man. Like, you can make decisions for yourself. That's why you have the job. If you want a different offense run, run a different offense. If you want something done differently, then do it differently. I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand. He's not coming off as someone who was good at his job. He's trying to defend himself when you are the top dog, man. Like, this is your job to do these things. If you don't want to hire Todd Haley, then you shouldn't have done it. Maybe John Dorsey took all his powers away from him. Maybe that's what he's saying here, is that I wasn't allowed to be who I wanted to be because of John Dorsey. But I don't know, man. I don't think he's coming off very well in doing all these interviews.
Jeff, I have never, that I can remember, maybe it's happened and I'm just not thinking about it. Maybe it's a little prisoner of the moment. But I can never remember a head coach who did something like this when he got fired, made himself out to be a victim. That's exactly what he's doing. He's making himself out to be a victim. He wasn't unfairly fired. It wasn't like when he got fired from Oakland and they were 8-8, and you know, we don't know what went on behind the scenes there, but you could argue the guy was 8-8 in his first year. Why would you fire him? He won 3 out of 40 games, and I don't care what your talent level is. We all know no coach was winning a million games with the Browns, but to only win 3 out of 40 is never acceptable, no matter what players you have on the team.
I'm 100% agreeing with you. I don't get it, man.
Yeah.
There's teams around the NFL that are trying to tank to still win games. Look at the Niners. Third string quarterback, okay? And they're going to be, look, the Raiders aren't any good, and neither are the Giants this weekend. But they're going to win both those games probably. Like, it's
the Bills beat the Vikings. The Bills beat the Vikings.
I agree. They might beat the Jets this weekend too. Like, yeah. The thing about it is, I don't know why he's going the self-pity route. Instead of just saying, like, you know, should have done better. I can do better in the future. Here's what went wrong. But again, it's all my fault. He just keeps blaming everyone but himself. If you're another organization looking at ever hiring Hugh Jackson again, he'll never be head coach again. But, like, as the OC, man, he's blaming everyone but himself. How can you hire that guy?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe he'll get another job. It's just...
I think he'll do. I think he will, maybe he wants
Cincinnati.
The media. This is his.
That's a good point. You know what? That's a good point because I mean, when he was on First Take, he was like actually talking some other NFL stuff, and I don't really want to hear him talk like anymore, like at all.
Not right now.
All right, so let's move on to some other stuff. I mean, the Browns now have Greg Williams as head coach. They played the Chiefs on Sunday. They got smoked, which is, you know, everyone gets smoked by the Chiefs for the most part. But Baker Mayfield, you know, had a. A couple touchdown throws to Duke Johnson, and actually had one of his better games. What'd you make of the offense's performance?
Yeah, the offense was better, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think Baker Mayfield's been up and down this year, which is kind of to be expected for a rookie quarterback, especially when you make a coaching change and you have dysfunction in the organization. I thought they got Duke Johnson more involved, which is good. I just loved how 4th and 1, the first fourth down they went for, was just the most defensive-minded head coach call of all time. Just run power. That's run power down their throat, and they luckily got it. I think that spot was kind of bad, and the Chiefs should have got him for a loss. But I thought in general he played well. Look, he was driving down to make that a one-score game possibly through that bad interception end of the game. You're going to get good and bad with Baker Mayfield. I don't think it's a negative, really. I think a lot of these rookie quarterbacks this season, it's kind of a wash. It's kind of a good year to get some reps and get used to playing at NFL game speed. But, you know, Baker, Darnold, Rosen, even Allen, I mean, no one's been lighting it up. That's kind of where I thought they'd be. Now, you bring in a new coach, and I don't know who he's going to get. I know there's Lincoln Riley's not going there, in my opinion. I saw Bruce Arians put his name in the ring. That actually would be very interesting to see Bruce Arians go there. He's been a quarterback whisperer. But you're getting a new coach in there, and I think Baker will play better next year.
We're talking with Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, when you look at the Browns offensive line, do you the tackles in particular, Greg Robinson, the former second overall pick who was a bust, you know, played okay this week. Chris Hubbard has struggled at the right tackle spot. Do you think it's imperative they address those positions in this next draft, or do you think you can maybe grow with the guys you have?
Well, I think we've seen that Harrison, I know he was out this week, but left tackle has had some issues this year. He started the season strong, but kind of tapered off. I think the inside of the line is fine, but you paid Hubbard that money, not going anywhere. So I think that if you look at the team right now, they're very talented at a lot of positions. But you need a left tackle in this league. You know, they were spoiled with Joe for so many years. I think you go left tackle in the draft. You don't reach to get one, I think, but if someone kind of is in the range where you're drafting, go ahead and grab one. I think that you add a left tackle to that team and you have a tight end, you have wide receivers, quarterback, running back, you got defensive end, you have all these defensive players that are talented. I think left tackle would be a very big issue to address in the draft. And I don't think there's many in free agency. Plus, we've seen recently that, you know, if you're paying a lot in free agency for a left tackle, you're probably overpaying.
Jeff Schwartz is with us on the hotline. Jeff, the Falcons come to town this weekend to tangle with the Browns on Sunday, and they have another high-powered offense. The Browns, I put two more players on IR this week, two starters, a corner, and they're starting Mike linebacker Christian Kirksey. They're down to, my goodness, third and fourth string guys in the back end. Is there any chance the Browns can hang?
I mean, there's always a chance. Their defense is supposed to be their calling card. It really hasn't been since early in the season, which is kind of odd, because I thought their defense had a really good chance to be something not special this year, but seems, you know, above average maybe. But the Falcons don't play as well on the road. I say that after they just demolished the Redskins on the road. That was probably their best game in a couple years now, the back-to-back road games. And what's really interesting about this game from a line perspective, I think Browns are getting 5 points right now, is the Browns and the Falcons are like the Sharps' two favorite plays every week. They always play the Falcons and the Browns, home underdog and the Browns. But I think the Falcons right now, look, they've won 3 or 4 in a row, I believe. They're playing actually pretty well. They add Bruce Irvin on that defense, and it'll be important for them to rush the passer considering all the injuries they have in the back end of their defense. I'd probably side with the Falcons here. Hey, look, the Browns, I mean, look, here's the deal. And you guys know this. Like, coaching changes often mean your team is not very good, and they mean your team is dysfunctional. And, you know, now Greg Williams comes in there. He probably changes a whole bunch of stuff, the way things are done, and players are getting used to that. I mean, players, you know kind of when your season is lost. It doesn't mean you don't play hard. That's not the case at all. But you don't win a lot of games, man. And the Falcons are coming in hot, and they need this game to keep pace in the NFC wild card, and maybe even in the South. I think the Falcons win this game by at least a touchdown.
Jeff, the news this week that Dez Bryant signs with the New Orleans Saints. They didn't really need him, but it is interesting. I mean, another weapon for Drew Brees in that offense that just put up a ton of points in that huge win over the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, interesting. I think that in a short term, it makes sense to bring in Dez. He will not be able to really inflame things in the locker room and the wide receiver room. He's not brought in to be a leader. He's just brought in to get the ball, right, and make some plays, be a possession wide receiver. I think he'll respect Sean Payton and Drew Brees. You can never have too many weapons, especially in 2018 with all the offense you need. So I like this. It's not a conventional move, I'd say. It's not a move that they had to make, but it's a low-risk, you know, high-reward move. If he plays poorly or is it cancer, just cut him, plain and simple. And Dez, I think, will behave because on a one-year deal. He wants to play again next year.
I like the Saints a lot this week, too, yeah. Jeff. The Bengals are a fraud. I think the Saints
are home dog. Home dog. Like, home dog.
5 points at 5 points at home, man. And he's home. Like,
they can't.
Generally speaking, you can't go wrong with taking a home
but
dog.
But no A.J. Green. Dalton without A.J. Green is not good.
I know. I keep trying to sell the Saints, too, every week. And I probably won't bet this game just because That's a lot of points on the road, man.
What do you like? I like Tampa Bay and Indy this week. You like either of those or no?
Yes, Tampa Bay at 3, I love, because Washington is just beat up. They're down 4 offensive linemen this week. It's ridiculous. And then I love the Titans plus 6.5 at home against the Patriots. The Titans so far this year have won games, but they've won all their games. They've played 8 games. 6 of them have been within 4 points, I believe. And they keep games ugly, man. Yeah. They're number one scoring defense in NFL right now. That obviously includes their win on Monday night. That's a lot of points to be home dogs for a decent team in the Titans. I like them. What's the Colts? They got the Jags at
home.
They're
a 3-point favorite at home against the Jags, yeah.
Oh, man.
Coming off a bye.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen this year, too. And I got to look this up because it'd be important to find out. Teams off a bye this year have done really well. And we know there's certain staffs that have done well, Andy Reid, Sean Payton. Yeah. I feel like, in general, a lot of teams off a bye have done really well this year. I think short home favorite, yeah. Just worries me that at times Jacksonville can look really good, and maybe this is the week they do that. The Colts' offensive line's played better, but Jacksonville's defensive line is a monster. But I think you're right here. I think the 3 is a good number there.
Jeff, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, this is Jeff Schwartz. Great to chat with him. We are at Suds McGuire's in Berea. Talk about some of the things Jeff had to say. We come back next, right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.